all night long. When they put a crown of thorns upon his head, he was opening up the door. Praise God. When they stripped him of his clothes, he was opening the door. When they mocked him and when they spit in his face, he was opening the door. When they led him up a hill called Calvary, he was opening the door. Praise God. When he hung on that cross and died, he was opening up the door. When he was taken from that cross, put in a borrowed grave, where he stayed there 3 days and three nights, he was opening up the door. And when he was taken from that cross, put in that grave, early one Sunday morning, he was opening up the door. And if you haven't given your life to him, praise God, while the door is open, there's going to come a time when the door is going to be closed. There's going to come a time when the door is going to be closed. You see, you don't have a corner market on when you're going to leave this world. Praise the name of Jesus. You may be up feeling good 1 minute. Praise God, the next minute you done fell down dead as a doornail. And if you fall dead as a doornail, you better pray that you have Jesus into your heart. Because when you die, the door is closed. Praise God, doors are for opening and closing. But Jesus, I'm talking about the door. That door is open. That door is open this morning. And if you are here, if you are here and you have not given your life to Christ, it's time that you give your life while the door is still open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see in the 23rd Psalm, praise God, David says, provides us four things. First of all, we know that Jesus, the door, he provides for us. Praise God, you take the 23rd Psalm, verses 1 through 3. This is how he provides. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Praise God, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God, those are his provisions for us. But my God, not only does he provide for us, he protects us. Praise God, verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God, that's protection all the way around. I said, I look at the rod and the staff as a big bad pit bull and a rockwall. Praise God, with that kind of protection, I don't have to worry about nobody doing me no harm. But not only that, he prepares for me. I like your testimony this morning, how you got before the refrigerator and you asked God. You say, I don't have nothing for my people, for my children, and somebody rung the phone. And praise God, the lady said, do you have a truck? Yes, I have a truck. I'm trying to show you how he prepared. Praise the name of the Lord. Said, get your truck. Come on here. I got some stuff for you to haul. And I'm going to give you $50. Praise God. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thy rod
and thy staff. Praise God, I'm sorry. He said, my cup runneth over. That's verse 5.
And verse 6 says, he makes us a promise. Isn't that great? He provides for us. He protects us. He prepares for us. And then he makes us a promise. He says, surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow me some of the days of my life. He didn't say that. He said, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I like that because his mercies are new every day. Every day that I get up, his mercies are new. Every day, turn to your neighbor and give your neighbor a high five. Say, he makes those promises. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy will follow me. Praise God. I like that. That means when I'm walking, I look behind me and I see who's following me. I said, well, I don't have to run. It's not a thief. What it is, it's goodness and mercy following behind me. Sometimes when goodness and mercy following me, I won't walk so fast. I'll stop. Let some of that goodness and that mercy catch up with me. Follow me all the day. Of my life. And because he makes that promise, I'm going to follow him. One of those folks, crazy enough to follow him for all the day. The door became available over 2,000 years ago. The question is, have you used the door? If you haven't used the door, you can use the door today. You can come and give your life to Jesus Christ. Today, because he said that the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm talking about the valley of the door. The door is Jesus. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. He's valuable. There is nothing that we can do in life without the use of the door. And now that I'm acquainted with the door, I don't care who come along. I don't care if they're selling bean pies, moon pies, or any other kind. They will never, ever, never, ever, ever sway me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. If you're here and you have not given your life to Christ, you can do so at this time.
Praise God. Praise God. Now we're going to prepare ourselves for our communion. I'm talking about the door. That he lives today. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I have no fear. No fear. It's gone. You know why it's gone? Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living. Because he lives. Let's do that one more time. Oh, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. All of my fear is gone, because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living. Just because he lives.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
And we're supposed to be able to work these gifts that God has given us. We're supposed to be able to work these gifts so that we'll have everything that God needs in his church. We can have it in the church, saints of God. It's supposed to be in the church, and we're supposed to make sure that these gifts are in the church and operating in our lives. And if we don't, then saints of God, we have just gotten ourselves into the proper position where we can look at the vocation that we have been called in.